Welcome to episode 458 of the official Game Stitch podcast. I'm Ryan Walton, and as always, I'm joined by Dan Reamer.
And the band is back together because we also have producer Gerald in the house.
Hey, everybody.
Three-peat. Everybody's here.
I know, this doesn't happen very often, so we need to have a special celebration for it.
Or a moment of silence, one or the other.
Why would we have a moment of silence? That's usually an indicator of a death.
Yeah, the two-man show's dead. We're back.
It's not, because Gerald's not going to be here next week.
What the hell, Gerald? I'm also not sure if I'm here next week.
Awesome.
I should be. No, I'm here. I'm off.
I thought maybe I was going to be winging it by myself.
No, I'm here.
Would have been one of the good 7-minute podcast.
I'm not going to let everybody down. Gerald, where are you going that you can't do the show?
I'm going downtown and see my niece.
No internet down there?
He probably has internet.
He for sure has internet.
Yeah, he has
internet. Oh, shit, I punched. Y'all do a show together.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? He might have internet.
He has internet.
Ladies and gentlemen, the lies have started early this episode. I just punched my mic, too, in a fit of rage.
I heard.
Yep. So I have the pop filter.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was coming up, my watch grabbed the fucking flexible arm of the pop filter and pulled it into my face.
Nice. Well done.
And you go fight or flight at that point.
Can you put your watch on early?
Yeah, dude. I got every step.
Do you sleep with it?
You got that Apple Watch?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
I don't sleep with it, no.
I know people who sleep with theirs.
It'll be calling 911 all night because I'm constantly moving.
Does it have a sleep mode?
I don't know. I don't wear it at night. Take that shit off.
What if you have to get up in the middle of the night and go pee? Do you put it on?
No, I don't.
Do you get your steps?
Because that counts as steps, though.
To be clear, I don't pee in the middle of the night. It doesn't matter.
You will.
Maybe, but I don't now. Ever, under any circumstances. Like, when I lay down, I am down until I get up the next morning. I don't know that I've ever just got up to pee.
Well, to be fair, you also only get, like, 4 hours of sleep a night. Five hours
of sleep a night. Yeah, I have a man-sized bladder also.
So, I mean, that actually makes sense that you don't get up to pee. Like me, yeah. I go to bed at, like, well, sometimes. More often than not, I go to bed at 9:30 and I'm trying to sleep through till 6:30. So, yeah. Yeah, I get up and pee.
Yeah, I'll go to bed at like 1 to 1:30 usually,
and then
I'm
up
at
6:30. 5:30,
depending if I open.
Yeah, 4 hours of sleep a night. Yeah.
But I have a man-sized bladder too. Like, I could drive to Florida without stopping to pee.
Mm.
So I just don't pee that much. So I don't put it on to pee because I don't get up and pee.
Fair.
But when I get out of bed, like, I roll over. So usually when I'm in bed, I'll reach over, I'll grab my phone, I'll see if I missed anything, which I absolutely never do. I woke up this morning and told me my robot mower was stuck outside of its mow zone, so that was not good. So I'm like, did somebody steal it? That was a false alarm. I got hooked on a garden hose.
Don't leave the garden hose out.
Well, it wasn't out. Apparently, though, it was out enough to snag it. And then when it got turned around and it tried to get out, and it kicked itself up over the garden hose, which is technically out of the mow zone.
Ah.
It did some voodoo bullshit witchcraft. I'll have to watch the video, see what happened. But that was the only alert I woke up to. And then once I'll do that, I'll read some emails, I check TMZ, and then I slide out of bed, I put my watch on. And I keep it on all the way until I lay down at night.
Sounds like a fascinating wake up program you have there.
I capture every step.
Fair enough.
It's important to know what I'm doing on a daily basis.
Yeah?
I actually just like it because I don't need my phone with me if I have my watch, is really the real reason.
Yeah, I get that. But yeah, you still have your phone with you most of the time, don't you?
Not really. Not anymore. I leave it just plugged up. It works everywhere in the house.
But you take it to work with you, though, right?
Yeah. But like in the house, I'll just leave it plugged up in the bedroom where it is, and I don't need it with me.
Mm.
Or plugged up in the living room, and I'll just use my watch for everything. But when I get to work, I do have it with me.
Hmm.
Drew, why are you looking at dirt bikes?
I don't know. It looks like he's trying to get something on the mowers, but instead he's got like Can-Ams and dirt bikes popping up.
I wanted a dirt bike so bad when I was a kid. Put it on every Christmas list. I even drew a picture of it one year for Christmas because I thought maybe they were confused by me asking for the one.
You never got they a dirt bike, did it. You?
No.
Did you even ever get a mini bike?
No.
Did you get anything motorized? No motorized vehicles?
No.
Wow. Me either.
Just kept putting dirt bike on there, though. Just kept putting it on there.
Instead, you'd get the Lifesavers box that looked like a boat?
No, I did get, I don't know if you'll remember this. Gerald, see if you can find this. They used to have the bikes that look like a dirt bike.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I remember. They were
a fucking
after me,
bike.
But...
It was just a Huffy that they put plastic on.
Right. Just put fenders on a Huffy, that's all.
Yeah. They had like a fairing on it.
Yeah.
So I finally got one. I guess it probably looked like that one on the left there. It felt more hardcore at the time.
Well, to be fair, yours probably didn't have the training wheels on it.
It felt like a motorcycle. That's it right there, but it was white. So I finally got that, and I was like, I am the coolest kid ever.
Were you?
Well, yeah, so that was like Christmas or whatever, so I like ride it that day because that's what you do, and it's fucking great. And then come back inside and came out and somebody stole it.
Nice.
Yep. Never got it back. Had it for like a fucking 6 hours.
That was a harsh lesson.
Yeah. My dad was less thrilled than you are about it. And my heart was broken. Yeah, it was basically that, but it was white and black, I believe.
Why did you leave it outside?
I was going back out to ride it.
Mm.
I mean, I went inside, ate lunch, and went back out. And I was like, oh, cool. Where did you move my bike to? And he's like, what are you talking about? Because my dad sometimes was a jokester.
A prankster?
Yeah. He liked some shenanigans here and there. My bike was fucking gone, along with my heart.
Did you ever find who took it?
No. Man. Everything. I called the police and everything. They're like, oh, yeah, we'll never find a bike. And I'm like, all right. It's another life lesson. Because they're basically like, we're going to be honest with you. Unless they drive it up there and let us know they took it from you, it's unlikely you'll ever get it back.
That was where your real Christmas presents were the lessons you learned that day.
Yeah. That was tough. And my dad didn't have the money to go buy me another one.
Well, yeah, I get that.
So that was it. Like, that was like.
He had a moment of greatness, right?
Yeah, yeah. I was like, I'm going to be awesome. And then I was back on my old shitty bike. Telling everybody that I had a good bike, but somebody stole it.
Uh-huh.
That was tough. That was a tough Christmas. That was my big gift, too.
Yeah, we didn't have those kind of bikes when I was a kid. I did have a Mongoose.
Before I had a Mongoose, also a yellow one with this where the middle is open and you have that shock, and I thought I was bad shit too.
Yeah.
Like a mountain bike, not a BMX.
No, BMX bikes were all the rage when I was coming up. So I had me a green and black Mongoose. No, it was a Diamondback, I'm sorry. Green and black Diamondback. Mongoose was the second one I got.
They were popular when I was coming up too, but I didn't have one.
But
always somebody come flying down the hill like with a dude on the pegs on the back.
Well, when the thing is, like now you can get a Mongoose or a Diamondback at like a regular store.
Yeah, like a Walmart.
Yeah, but it used to be you had to go to the specialty bike shops to get them because they were like $400 bikes, $700 bikes.
That Mongoose looks good as hell.
Mine looked, nope, I had one kind of like that. It was my second bike, but I had a green Diamondback is what I had.
It's a good looking bike.
Then I painted a Huffy neon orange. Two. I had two bikes.
Lucky you, I didn't even have the one.
I know.
These sons of bitch.
Yeah, back when the Mongooses were cool.
Yeah, that one's not as cool as the one with the yellow wheels.
Oh, no. No, no, no. Not at all. Except for those wheels broke super easy.
When you were doing the hardcore tricks?
No, I'd never had wheels like that. I always had regular spokes.
Did you run over the can so it got lodged in the back wheel so it sounded like a dirt bike?
No.
You know that trick?
I do know that trick, no.
I used to do that all the time. I would have done it with the bike that got stolen, but it got stolen. Why you pull up a picture of somebody don't give a shit about their bike and just threw it on the ground?
Wow. Yeah.
That's your Diamondback right there.
That's not the one I had, no. And they have a chain on it, does it? Yeah, I guess it does.
Yeah, it does. It's also on KBID, whatever that is.
KBID.
I can't tell if it's like a shitty auction website or a radio station. KBID.
KBID, Super Sounds of the 70s.
Yeah. All things throwback. Yeah. There's somebody stationary riding their Mongoose. That's a weird move, too.
The greatest hits of yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
Look at that one with the blue wheels. Oh, the blue tires.
Yeah, that was a big deal back then, too.
Yeah, that bike's cool. Would you ride a bike now as an adult?
No. Because I have a bike and I never ride it.
Joe, where are you at with bike rides?
I rode yesterday.
A bike?
Mm-hmm.
Like a bicycle?
Yeah, bicycle.
A mountain bike or like a BMX? Were you doing sweet tricks?
No, it's a road bike.
Where'd you ride to?
Where District 3, the police station's at, I rode out there. Kind of like where in that area where you live.
District 3?
International Boulevard.
Were you in the Hunger Games?
Mm-mm, no, it was a bunch
out
of
District
me
3?
And my coworkers.
Squid Games? What is this?
Yeah, no, me and a bunch of the coworkers were out there.
Sometimes I don't even know if I know you, Gerald. Bike riding.
Mm-hmm.
Weight bench 11, in the spare bedroom.
11.3 miles.
What the fuck,
that's nothing on a bike. That's nothing on a bike.
But for me, as a first starter, just started a couple months ago.
Is your ass sore?
Oh, yeah. I had to get a new seat because my...
Yeah.
What do you mean that's nothing on a bike?
No, 11 miles is nothing on a bike.
Yeah, not when you're 11.
No, as an adult, 11 miles is nothing. You could do 11 miles right now.
Unlikely.
The only thing that would hurt on you tomorrow is your ass.
Oh, no, the guys that do it every day, like for the last like 20 years, they went like 30-some miles.
Yeah, because it's nothing on a bike. I could do 30 miles today on a nice road bike.
Okay.
At a normal pace.
I feel like you overestimate your capabilities, but okay.
Probably, because, listen, yesterday I found myself in a location that had a pull-up bar.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, man, I used to bang out pull-ups. I did one pull-up, and I think I hurt my arm.
Yeah, right. You're riding 11.3 miles.
No, I could, 100%.
You could pull a hammy.
I did that pull-up really good, and then I was like, that hurt a little bit.
Yeah.
I won't be doing any more of those today. I don't know if I had more in me. I don't think I did, but I definitely didn't after my fucking bicep tore. I used to be pulling up a little less weight.
Should have stretched.
Should have stretched. Never been good at stretching. Yeah. Also didn't look like that guy when I did it either.
Yeah? No?
No.
Meaning you weren't ripped?
Yeah, I wasn't shredded when I did. It's fine, though. It's good to know I could crank one out still. If anybody needs one pull-up to save their life, I got them.
What's the saying? I'm not as good as I once was. I'm as good once as I ever was.
Yeah, I think that's it, Toby Keith, and I think I nailed it.
I don't know if he was talking about pull-ups, but okay.
Yeah. He might have been.
I guess he might have been. I don't think he was.
I got very minimal arm shake. Like, I kept pretty good form. I went up, chin over, back down, grab my arm.
Look at this guy.
There's no way he's cranking them out. Oh, I said, what the? No.
I think he did one.
He didn't get above the bar.
I think on the first one he did.
Play it again, Gerald. Run it back.
Run it back. No, he didn't. You're right.
Yeah. And then it gets worse right here. Look at that. His hat didn't even touch the top of the bar. He's probably like, yeah, but hell yeah. Like, how many pull-ups can you do, Gerald, on your bike rides?
Pull-ups 3.
Oh, I don't feel bad. You work out.
Yeah, no, my shoulder's jacked, so I can't. It's hard for me to do a pull-up.
Oh, excuses. Got it.
I would check with Dan, but he for sure doesn't know.
About how many pull-ups I can do?
Yeah.
I don't know. I actually have – I'm not in great shape, but I have decent arm strength still. I still have, like, strength and everything. I could probably knock out 10 or so.
This is like me riding the bike again.
Yeah. No, I probably could.
I really it's just like me riding 11.3 miles without ever being on a bike. Here's why I know that I can, because I have the Peloton here.
Mm-hmm.
And, you've and done I ride, it? Yeah, I ride plenty far on the Peloton. I'd be fine on a real bike.
Fair enough.
I could outride Gerald's what I'm saying. Why are we watching Chris Pratt?
Oh, yeah, what are we doing here?
We're not watching Chris Pratt. Damn.
Oh. No, Dan can't do 10 pull-ups.
I can do 10 pull-ups. I don't do them like that.
Well, nobody does them like that.
This psychopath does.
This guy sucks.
I want to kick him right in the nuts, man.
Yeah, pull up his life for this guy. He's doing them horizontal pull-ups. And I don't mean fucking. I mean actual horizontal pull-ups. My guy's got mad upper body. My God. Take this off here. It's pissing me off.
Yeah. I want to punch that guy.
It's also on Muscle Madness, which is pissing me off again.
Yeah. And he's apparently a super U.S. Marine is what the headline says there.
He was super for sure, but...
Super. Super Saiyan, apparently.
I feel like at a party, he's the guy looking for any fucking ledge to hold on to show people how strong he is.
Right. And all he talks about is the gym.
Yeah. He's fucking pull up on my door and I'm like,
and how much he can bench it and all that shit.
Yeah. Yeah. He's like, grab those two chairs and a board. I'll show you what I can do. Like, I sleep on that.
Right. That's my bed, bitch.
You get off my bed, bruh.
You're doing pull-ups on my fucking bed.
Shout out to Pull-Up Perry, though. Good for him. I played Hot Wheels Unleashed this week. That's what I did as an adult.
That's all right. How was it?
It's the perfect game to put a podcast on and just play.
Hmm.
There's no stories. I mean, there's a story, but there's not a story. It's exactly what you think it is. Most races take between 2 minutes and 6 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
It's silly. It's Hot Wheels. And you can just put a podcast on and just bang through races. I completed all the races that are in the single player, and now I have the time trials to do. They're a little more aggravating.
Time trials always are.
Yeah. So there's two times that you have to beat. There's like your regular time and then an unleash time. To get the platinum, you have to hit unleash time on everything. And it's just kind of a pain in the dick. I'll eventually get there. I just want to keep chipping away at it.
Oh, yeah. I can see how it's probably a pain in the dick. It does look kind of fun, though.
It really is fun because you'll get cars that you had as a kid, and you're like, well, hell yeah. Like the twin mill right there.
Yeah.
There's no kid growing up that didn't have a twin mill.
That's true.
And so when you get it and you can drive with it, it's pretty fucking sweet. It's a fun, silly game. It's $49.
Yeah.
Or you can buy the Hot Wheels Unleashed version from Walmart that comes with a car, and you can sell the car on eBay for $40. So you can get the car. You can get the game for $9.
Nothing wrong with that, right?
Mm-mm. Like, actively are selling for $30 to $40. That's a shark car right there, which is one I had growing up as well.
I could tell that it was a shark car.
I didn't know if you could tell or not. I wanted to make it clear.
Is that all you played?
I played some. We've been playing a lot of the, I don't even know if I've ever talked about it, but the 2K21, the golf.
I've seen you guys playing it.
Yeah, we've been playing a lot of that. Golly, look at this move this sucker just did.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, that's not a thing I knew you could do. Because when you're in the air, you hit your boost, and it almost is a little bit like Rocket League.
We can control your direction.
You can control
stuff.
The car, yeah. Yeah, so I've been playing a lot of the 2K21. It was free. We've been actually having fun with that. We did jump in Rocket League and play a couple matches. It was fun. We did better than I thought. We played 3 matches. We won 2. A little KO City. I've actually played a fair amount this week, but all the same stuff.
Hmm. What about you, Gerald?
3-on-3 basketball and a lot of Animal Crossing.
Gerald, did you see the Animal Crossing Direct?
Yes.
Are you excited?
Yes. It looks pretty cool with the stuff they're going to add. That's why I've been playing it, to get back into it.
I just wanted something, like, I don't care about the museum add-on in the coffee shop. It's fine. The Harv's Island with all the different shops I think is a neat idea, but I just don't know. Like, I wanted something to, like, open that game up for me. And a lot of that stuff feels like the Happy Home Designer stuff, which is the 3DS game that I played. Or Wii or wherever the fuck that was at. So, I don't know. I mean, I just wonder if we're just a little too late with this update.
I think so.
Yeah. I could see that.
Because now people, they're all adding all these plants and stuff you can add, and people have already designed their whole island.
Yeah, that's how I feel. What, am I going to tear it all the way up and put new stuff down? As part of the announcement, for anyone who didn't see it, there is a free update coming as well as a paid update coming. And I think it's $24.99, but they also have it rolled into that deluxe Nintendo Online that gives you the 64 games,
mm-hmm.
as well as all the other stuff, and it gives you the Animal Crossing DLC for, I think, $50 for the year.
Hmm.
So a couple different ways to get that, but it was neat to see a full direct dedicated to Animal Crossing. I just don't know. I'm afraid it's just too late.
Animal Crossing's been out for a while now.
Yeah. And this is the first major content update. I mean, there's been some updates with the swimming and stuff like this. This is like the first major update.
One. Yeah.
It adds a coffee shop where you can drink coffee. I'm like, okay, well, how long is that going to be fun? You can scan your Amiibo cards and have coffee with other folks. I'm like, okay, I'll do that once.
Yeah.
You can take boat rides where he sings to you. That's fine. That'll get old after twice. New islands to explore. That'll be cool until you get everything that's on them, and then that'll be dead. You can place ladders now permanently where you don't have to get ladders out. You can add more steps, more ramps. I think that stuff's cool. You can actually, like, have an island that you go to and decorate. With these, like, vacation rentals or, like, Airbnbs that you go decorate, and that's where the paid update comes in. And it's kind of like the Happy Home Designer where you, like, hey, I'd like to have a pool and I'd like something in green, and you design that home and try to get the best review you can. So I think that adds something to it, but they're actually just adding a game that they already had to a game they already had.
Right.
And so for the people that didn't play it, I think that'll be pretty neat. But for anyone that played it, I think you'll feel really quickly like that's the same. Now, that's a huge deal. They increased the max storage to 5,000 things, which for me is a big deal because part of the reason I quit playing when I quit playing is that I was out of space. You can farm now. But again, you're farming to make food that you don't need to eat. I don't know. I mean, it makes me excited for where the next Animal Crossing will be when it launches, but it doesn't do a lot for me right now, I don't think. But I will jump in and check it out, though.
For the one that exists, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it makes me excited for the one that'll come next. Like the next Animal Crossing, whatever that looks like, because I think this will be there at the beginning.
Right, yeah. All of that will be rolled into the
original
game. Yeah.
But I don't know. I'll check it out. Coming out November 7th or something like that. Does that sound right, Gerald?
Yeah.
November 11th, something like that. I don't know. Not too far away. All right, back to what you played.
Just this and 3-on-3.
Still on 3-on-3, huh? How close are you to that platinum?
Still in the 40 range. I didn't get didn't do fair too good this week.
Didn't get those VIPs, huh?
MVPs, yeah.
They're MVPs.
MVPs, yeah. That's what I meant.
No.
VIPs and MVPs, what the fuck, the same goddamn
thing. They released a new character, so anytime they release a new character, all the good players come back and just to play as a new character for a little bit.
So you get your butt kicked, huh? Is that what you're telling me?
No, usually I win. I'm pretty good. I'm about 60% of the games I play, I win. I'm on a team that wins. But I don't do as well because most people will grab the new player and bog.
Gotcha.
Have you thought about doing that?
No, because the players I like to play with are not really good at like shooting and that. I'm more of an inside guy. I like dunking the ball. And these people, like they play where they just shoot threes all day long.
For the purposes of the platinum, I don't know that you shouldn't be that guy.
Right, because it takes more than just shooting. Sometimes you don't get the MVP if you don't have rebounds, assists, and you have to have everything.
You have to have an all-around good numbers. Yeah,
like the one game I got the MVP, I only had 8 points, but I had like 12 rebounds and a bunch of blocks and steals and assists and loose balls. And one guy had 40 points and he didn't get MVP at all. I got it. I can tell he was pissed.
Yeah, he for sure spiked his controller. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Things broke.
He had
because it's like
40 points, I think one rebound. That was it. He had nothing else.
Who do you play as?
Luther, Blake Griffin. There's a girl, has a blonde headed Russian chick. She's like a spy.
Is there a real Blake Griffin?
Yeah, there's
in the
a
game?
Guy that looks like Blake Griffin. It's basically Blake Griffin.
Oh yeah, but he's not named Blake Griffin.
And then
I know who you're talking
then there's
about.
The guy that looks like the Neptunes guy, Pharrell.
Yeah, I know him too.
Yeah, but I don't play as him. Then there's the older guy that's from that Kyrie Irving plays in a movie. They have him in the game.
I'm surprised that game still has the following that it has.
Because they're constantly changing. They're adding new characters and they're adding different events to get skins and backpacks and.
Yeah, they've nailed the free to play model over there.
Yeah, then they open it up. So I mean, your PlayStation's playing against computer guys and Xbox guys, so it's and anybody anytime someone's on a plays the computer, you know that they got that person is going to be a problem.
They got that aim assist.
Yeah, because basically they don't miss a shot. Yep.
Got that aimbot on 3v3.
They almost start up a Hitman 2 next.
You're going to start playing Hitman 2? Is that free to play on PlayStation?
It was one of those free monthly ones a long time ago.
Oh, one of the PlayStation Plus ones? Yeah. Gotcha. Going to give that a whirl, huh?
Yeah, just to go back and start cleaning up some of the shorter games that shouldn't take 6 months to beat.
I feel like Hitman 2 was the one that I rage quit on. Was that the first Hitman reboot?
I think that was the first Hitman. The episodic.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it was the first one, yeah. I rage quit on that because I was fucking hiding and the guy saw me. There's no fucking way he saw me.
Yeah, I rage quit because I'm terrible at those games. They did see me. I don't know. That's not my kind of thing.
Yeah, I know. That's fine.
Not at all. What about you?
So, Gerald, I did the thing. Do you know what thing I'm talking about?
The Apple TV?
No.
It's way different.
Well, we talked about that last week.
Yeah, we did.
Y'all also talked about Christmas. Christmas movies. It's like, okay.
What'd you do?
We did, yes.
Calm Christmas down, it's October.
I moved the Xbox into the living
room. Oh, you did do it. Okay.
I did. So I got a lot of game time in this week. Felt good.
So she allowed it?
Well, I mean, she goes to bed early enough to where I was downstairs playing, and I don't feel guilty because I'm not locked in my room and can't hear anything.
Mm.
You know, so if the, you know, if Quentin cries or something, I can pause the game and go up or whatever.
Nice.
So, but she, yes, I also played some during the day because he likes to watch it, so. But, I played a lot of Back 4 Blood this week. Remember I told you guys that I had tried the demo? And I wasn't sure about it. It's a lot of fun. I really, really like it. I'm having a lot of fun with it.
Yeah, people like it a lot.
I know, it's nice as I'm just quick playing, joining in different people's games, and really nobody seems to want to talk much, so it's pretty nice. We can just go about our business, shoot zombies in the face, and then go from there.
Is it on Game Pass or do you have to buy it?
It's on Game Pass.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no. Game Pass, baby. I played some more Life is Strange. Moved forward a little bit with that. Nothing's changed. I still feel the same way about it. And I got bored one night and I needed to... and this is where Microsoft gets me. I needed to play one more Game Pass game to get like a reward. So I had to, I downloaded, Injustice 2 mm-hmm. and started playing that and getting the swing of that. And it is what it is. It's not for me. I like the characters, but I'm not a fighting game guy. So, I don't know. I might play through that story. I don't know. I haven't decided yet. But, yeah, that's what I played this week. Just a ton of Back 4 Blood. I mean, I think I picked up, like, 10 achievements in it or something.
Yeah, but I know a bunch of people playing it. Everybody has good things to say about it.
Yeah, it is. It's a lot of fun. It can be played, and, you know, each level is fairly short. I mean, if you get the right group of people, you can clear a level in 10, 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
If you like the people you're playing with, you can keep playing. If not, you can switch out and switch back in. The only thing I am having trouble with is for some reason when I open, and I don't, it could be me doing something wrong because I haven't dug into like the settings that much or anything. But I have much more luck when I try to join somebody's session than I do when I start my own session and try to play through it.
Does your progression move when you play through other people's?
It does, yes.
Okay.
But.
So I think it was, is it Far Cry? I think in Far Cry, people were saying when you play multiplayer with somebody, because that entire game is playable as multiplayer.
Mm-hmm.
If I join you, nothing I do moves forward on mine.
That was Far Cry 5, yeah.
No, the new one.
Oh, really?
But the cool thing is nothing I do on mine moves forward. However, all the XP I earn does.
Ah.
So you level up, but your story stays where it is. So you can actually kind of, you know, get yourself overpowered for your game by playing through with someone else. So I think it's kind of neat that there is some reward in playing with someone else.
Even sorry.
I prefer it just move the story.
I disappear for a second and let the fucking cat out because he was fucking annoying.
Dude, sometimes cats got to get out.
So what were you saying about... So Far Cry 6, you earn the XP, but your story doesn't progress.
Right, which I think is kind of neat because it allows you to overpower yourself for your game.
That's cool. I can get behind that.
I love being still move through your game at your pace.
Right.
So I think that's kind of a neat way to do that.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Anything else?
I haven't heard great things about the new Far Cry, but...
I haven't done a lot of lists, and I just heard somebody talking about that.
I just heard it's more of the same. And doesn't really do much to push Far Cry forward.
Welcome to the problem of annual releases.
Yep. There's actually a lot of concern because Ubisoft did announce this week that they're going to be working on a new Splinter Cell game. But there's a lot of concern because they're afraid they're going to Ubisoft it, so to speak.
If it finds any amount of success, it'll be back next year.
Yeah.
Open world, lots of things to check off, and
that's
be back
what they yeah, that's what they don't want because that's not what Splinter Cell is.
That's what it'll be.
Yeah, that's the concern.
All Ubisoft makes is this open world, check the box.
Right. Yeah, it's,
and I think they have their place, but I do think that you're right, and they can't do it with every franchise.
Yeah, it can't be done with every franchise.
Yeah. So we'll see.
And then I don't know if you guys watched this. Actually, Gerald, I know you did. The Uncharted trailer came out this week.
Mm-hmm.
Tom
I definitely
Holland
did not.
And Mark Wahlberg. You didn't see it, Ryan?
Nope.
Oh. Well, we're going to talk about it anyway.
That's fine.
Gerald, you were impressed with
yes.
it.
Yes.
You said it's a movie that looks fun that you're going to go see.
Yep. So you must have watched. Yeah, you must have watched my reaction video.
I did. I hated it. There's no reason for that to be branded Uncharted. You could just call it random action movie.
You could have. Yeah, I agree with that.
I didn't get the Uncharted feel from it at all. other than you could tell they were attempting to cosplay the characters, so to speak.
It looks like National Treasure.
I'm not super impressed with this. There were some funny moments in it. I get that. It didn't feel like Uncharted to me at all.
Yeah, I'm watching it now. It looks all right. I think it looks as much like a movie star and Tom Holland's going to be like Uncharted. You know? Like, you don't get Nathan Drake vibes from him, so I think it looks as much like that's going to...
Yeah. No, definitely not Nathan Drake.
No.
I'm trying to make him cosplay terrible. The part. Fucking Mark Wahlberg doesn't have a stash.
I'll see it.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I'll watch it when it manages to come to, fucking Amazon or whatever it comes to. But
yeah, I'm not going to go somewhere to see it, but I'll watch it in the...
I am not impressed with it as an Uncharted movie. That's not what I want out of an Uncharted movie.
Yeah, but I think that's always what you were going to get.
It sucks.
And I think it, to Gerald's point, I think it will be fun.
I think it will be fun as any random action movie.
Yeah.
I understand that.
But to me, it's not a bad thing.
I'm going to have the "this is supposed to be Uncharted" in the back of my head all the time.
I wish I wouldn't have done the plane scene. If anyone watches this, though, and then goes and checks out the games because of it, is that not still a win?
It is. I don't know that that's going to happen.
I wish they hadn't done the plane hanging onto the luggage scene. That looked real fake.
That's straight out of the game.
Yeah, I know, but it looked real fake.
Well, that's what you got to do that when you have Spider-Man as Nate Drake.
His Spider-Man's not bad, though.
They are releasing the Legacy of Thieves collection for the PS5.
Which is not all the Uncharted's either, right?
I don't think so. I think it's just...
Gerald, find out what Legacy of Thieves is.
Yeah, I don't
is.
Know. I guess I don't know.
It's not all of them. I think you need the Nate Drake collection as well as the Legacy of Thieves to have them all, and it's still cutting out the Golden Compass or whatever the Vita one was, which was a good game. Don't shit on it. They had that sweet-ass mobile match game, too.
Oh, yeah, I did like that one. That came out the same time as Uncharted 4.
Yeah, that was good.
It was good. I played the shit out of it.
Mm-hmm.
So is that just going to be Uncharted 4 and then the DLC for it?
I think it's like 4 DLC and maybe the Legacy, Lost Legacy.
That's what I'm thinking of. Yeah, it's remastered Uncharted 4 and...
Lost Legacy.
I don't know. The remastered bundle of Uncharted 4, Thief's End, and Uncharted, the Lost Legacy.
Yeah. So what you need is the Nathan Drake collection as well as this Uncharted.
To complete the Nate Drake setup.
Remastered. But yeah, you would have everything except for Golden Compass, which is dead.
Yeah. You're not going to get that again unless...
Because it had touch controls.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah.
Interesting. Lost Legacy was a really good game. Uncharted 4 was really good.
Yeah, they were both really good. Uncharted 4 let me down. It was probably my least favorite in the franchise. But
I liked it pretty good. I could do without the bow at the end, but I liked it pretty good.
The happy ending, you mean?
Yeah, I don't always like a nice tidy bow on it.
Yeah, I don't either.
Sometimes life's messy.
I think that was one of my major concerns with it, is that it didn't end realistically for the way the rest of the series had gone.
But I get it, because those franchises and those characters are very important to Sony.
No, I get it. I get it, too, but that doesn't mean I have to like it. I don't.
So they weren't going to take them, throw them on their knees, and pull the trigger and be like, well, that's what they get. Because They need to revisit the well one day, and they will.
I understand. I understand how the business works. I get
it. You don't want to see young Tom Holland be killed. All right, Gerald, tell us why you like it. Tell us why you're excited about it.
I just like action movies like that. It just looks fun.
Yeah. It's Fast and Furious meets National Treasure.
I'm game for that.
Right, if they'd have called it that, I'd be much more impressed with it. But instead, they called it Uncharted.
Yeah, when I said it, I was like, holy shit, that doesn't sound bad. I don't know. It's about family.
Mm-hmm.
It is, because they do mention Sam.
Yeah, it'll be fine. It'll be a fun movie.
It'll be a fun movie. It's not what I want out of Uncharted movie. That short fan film that they did with Nathan Fillion was better.
Right, but you want something you can't have.
Okay. I'd spend my whole fucking life, dude.
What you're going to get is Tom Holland, Mark Wahlberg, National Treasure X.
For the next 20 years.
Yes.
Yeah, over and over and over.
I know. No.
I think it'll be good,
though. I don't think it's going to do well enough to warrant
a sequel. Look at that Moss book, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't think it's going to do well enough to warrant a sequel.
It's so hard to gauge success now in like a post-COVID world.
I suppose, but I just don't think it will. I mean,
you also didn't think Trolls World Tour.
I think it'll have a big first weekend, and then it'll deeply decline after that is what I think.
Well, the smart thing is for anyone who doesn't play games, that's just a cool action movie.
Right.
And so I think it'll do all right. It's got star power. Mark Wahlberg, Tom Holland. You know.
Yeah,
it'll do okay.
It'll do okay. I don't think it'll do well enough to warrant a sequel. I'm just saying. And you know what else? I watched a few movies this week, too. Had a good week. So I watched Night Teeth on Netflix and absolutely loved it. If you like vampires, check it out. It's pretty fucking cool. And I am almost finished with Dune, part one. And that's pretty fucking good.
No, you might find it surprising, but I haven't seen either one of those.
I don't find it surprising at all.
Oh, shit.
Yep, Night Teeth. I went in it with no expectations. I was like, cool, it's got vampires, it takes place in an urban setting, cool, I'll check it out. I was really impressed with it. I thought it was a really fucking cool movie to watch.
I watched Squid Game.
I've heard things about it, but
yeah. I was tired of everyone talking about it and me not having any idea what was going on.
So you finally watched it?
Yeah.
And?
It's all right. I feel the same way I feel about like anything just about that I watch. It's all right. I didn't fall asleep.
Oh, well, that's good.
So that does say, I guess, a fair amount. It is South Korean.
Right, I knew that.
Yeah, it is cool to see that hit mainstream success. It's just one of those weird things, like, you just never know what'll take off.
You don't. You don't know how it happens. I get it.
But that's what did take off. And you also see a ton of Halloween costumes because of it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's all right.
That guy's dressed up as the triangle button. That guy's dressed up as a square button.
Dude, it's real PlayStation. They hand out cards that have everything with a cross on it. It'll be triangle, square, and circle. And I'm like, I don't know. I don't know. See? Look at it.
Uh-huh.
You throw an X on the front of that, it's literally marketing material for PlayStation.
Yeah, it is.
And those are all over it, too. It wasn't bad. It was neat.
Yeah, I've heard that it's really good. I'm not really into the TV show thing right now. I don't have that kind of time.
It's a thing that you'll like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Dan for sure would like that.
Yeah, it's a thing that he'll like.
I just, why is that?
It's just very you, I feel like.
I don't even know what that means.
You will when you watch it.
I feel like that means there's a lot of death and anger. Mm-hmm. And
you just ought to watch it. What do you think, Gerald? It was all right, huh? Yeah. Let us know, Dan.
If I ever watch it, I'm not really doing
it. Watch it this week.
I'm not really doing the TV.
Yeah, I watch it all in 2 days.
Okay.
I watch it.
Okay. Yeah, well, it takes me 3 days to watch a fucking movie, so.
All you need is 2 days, Dan. Mm-hmm. I watch it in about a week, to be clear. You episode or two a night. There's only 10 episodes.
Are they hour episodes?
Like 45 minutes, maybe?
Yeah, that's a long time.
I really don't know how long they are. I also only think there's 10.
I kind of figured that when you started spouting out stats at me. I was like, no, yeah. None of this is true.
Is it 10, Gerald?
I think it's 10.
I think it's 10.
I think it's 10.
Yeah. No, 9.
9 episodes?
I think there's 10. I see that says 9.
It does say 9.
Yes, there's 9. Were they like 45 minutes?
Doesn't say.
Yeah.
9 episodes.
That's fine. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. They're short. You could watch them today.
I can't watch them today.
Should be able to start and finish it today. Per Gerald.
I know. I did it in 2 days.
He also rode a bike for 11.3 miles.
Right. Exactly. Out to District 3.
Yeah. District 9. Did you watch that, the bank heist thing, whatever that's called? Money heist? Yeah.
The,
show.
It's like Scandinavian or Turkish or something.
Yeah, it's something crazy too.
Right?
That's another one of those things that just caught fire for some reason.
Yeah,
that poorly dubbed.
My wife was into that.
Yeah, I watched it. It was all right. It's weird. It's neat to see those things hidden, but it's also weird. That show was
like American Taste.
That show was out and finished and like canceled already before it blew up into a huge phenomenon. They had to bring them back.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of that Schitt's Creek thing. Schitt's Creek, it was able to like end before anyone cared about it.
Yeah.
Or as people started caring about it, they ended it. Which
they ended it because it had already been on for 4 seasons or whatever.
Yeah. Yep. So check that out tonight and let us know about it tomorrow. Watch this one too, since you got time.
Uh-huh. Since I got all the time in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll be sure to.
Yeah, it should be fine.
Oh, my goodness.
I'll be able to tell you all about it in 3 months. We'll talk about it again. When I actually get to watch it.
Squid Game Season 2's out.
Right.
When the Uncharted movie, when's that come out? Did they date that thing?
I don't even think they did. I know it's done with production, but I don't remember seeing a date on it.
Probably try to line it up fairly close to that.
Uncharted. February 18th, yeah, because it's a Valentine's Day movie.
Hell yeah. Grab your loved one.
How is it a Valentine's Day movie?
It's right there around it.
That doesn't make it a Valentine's Day movie.
Yeah, Box of Chocolates and Tom Holland. Tell me something that's more beautiful.
Mark Wahlberg, Antonio Banderas, bunch of heartthrobs. Mm-hmm. We're going to see Mark Wahlberg with his shirt off.
I don't know if Antonio Banderas is still
a heartthrob. He was.
He's 73 years old. Click on him. How old is that gentleman?
He's in his 60s.
He is easily 71 years old.
No, 61.
He's in his 60s.
61.
Yeah, same thing.
Boom.
So you can, when you hit that age, you could be 10 years off and not tell the difference. He's basically 71. And Gerald still sees him as a heartthrob.
Yep.
I don't know. It'll be interesting. Anything else? Anybody?
I got nothing.
Gerald?
I'm good.
I just shit all over the Uncharted movie, so.
I think it looks great, Sony. If you're listening.
I do too.
Wouldn't even mind free tickets and a free copy of that remaster. If you want to support us, head over to patreon.com/GameStitch. Support us at the whatever tier you can, or don't support us, whatever. It's fine. We'll make it somehow. We determined before this show that we could sleep in Gerald's spare bedroom.
Yes. There's
enough room for two grown adults to lay in there.
As long as he moves everything out.
Yep. Follow us on social medias at Podcast Ryan, at Trailer Stan, at Hoffman Show, or all of us at @game_Stitch. Gerald, what's your reaction thing?
The realest guys in the room. We got 23 videos right Gerald's. Now.
It's pretty intense. Check out Gerald's reaction show. Is that what you call it? Are we cool to call it that?
Yeah, that's what it's called.
What?
A reaction show.
That's fine.
Yeah, that's what it is. They watch a trailer and react to it. Or watch something. Watch something and react to it.
Do you have any social media for that?
No social media.
Okay. It's just youtube.com, realest guys in the room. All right, check that out. I don't have anything to plug.
I don't either.
I'm okay with that. Yeah. You should have Dan on as a special guest to do Squid Game that he hasn't seen. So watch the trailer, give your reaction, then watch the thing and let us know how close you were. Like a before and after situation. I just opened up your whole business model, Gerald. There's a whole world in which we can do different things now. I won't be a part of any of it, but I like that it's there. I would come on if needed.
As special guest?
One time, yeah. Mm-hmm. Just my full Christian name on here. Nah, my debit card's going to get hacked.
Dude, you opened the show with your full fucking Christian name, so shut the fuck up.
Do I? Yeah.
Yes.
Man, what a huge security breach.
Then you blow mine out there, so.
Yeah, but then Gerald, he's used his alias.
Yeah, I know. Looking out for Gerald's interest.
Yeah. Well, he's a cop, so.
He is a cop.
He'll know if anybody gets a hold of his.
That's right.
However people steal shit.
Not a cop.
Bad boys. Check the show notes
for the last three on the back of my card. Just putting that out there.
Yeah. Why do you think he went at 11.3 miles he was bicycling? Yeah.
Yeah, to District 3?
Yeah. You know what he was doing, right? Yeah. He was patrolling.
Yeah, did you know he said it was him and some of his comrades riding around?
That's right. He's a bike cop.
The least intimidating of all cops. Sorry, bike cops.
Oh.
There's nothing intimidating about being on like a mountain bike. Like motorcycle cops are kind of edgy. Horse cops are kind of badass. I guess scooter cop wouldn't be good either if you come up on like a Razor.
Yeah, yeah.
Or like a Lime. Or, if you just pulled up on a Lime and you put your kickstand down, you're like, listen. What do we have going on?
We used to have
horse
cops here, but the last horse died years ago.
What about a Segway cop?
That's always like a mall cop. They're not really a cop. But like a legit like police officer on Segway, no. Too slow.
Bicycle's more intimidating, right?
Wait right there. I'm on my way. A horse cop is cool because it's like very like Western. Very old school.
It's very old school.
Yeah.
I will say the bicycle cop would be like fucking no hands, double taser. That'd be pretty fucking cool.
My cop always has like a fanny pack because he don't even wear to keep his shit. Like, there's a lot going on.
We do have bikes, and there are cops that ride the bikes.
Do they have fanny packs?
No fanny packs.
They do. Where do they keep their shit?
On their duty belt.
They're riding just full uniform? They don't have like a relaxed fit?
No, that's full uniform.
They get to wear shorts,
no,
right?
They wear motorcycle pants.
And like cop boots out there
and
riding on a bike?
Yep, and they have to...
Y'all are doing it wrong. You're supposed to have like those like shirts that just say police on them. They're just like
they have
white shirts.
White polos.
And they have blue jackets that they'll wear and a helmet. Yeah, yeah, the last
because you get the last pursuit.
The last bike cop just got promoted to a different position, so there's no more bike cops. But one guy apparently is coming back that was on a drug unit, so he'll be back to doing the riding the bikes in the summertime.
So there's only gonna be one bicycle cop. Sounds like a promotion, Joe.
But they only do it on like special events. So like if they have it at the marina, they'll do something down at the marina. He'll just ride around. They'll ride around on the bicycles around there.
It's interesting.
Yeah. Gerald, are you entertaining the idea of being a bike cop? You know an awful lot about it.
I think you should. 11.2 miles.
That's not far on a bike.
You got what it takes.
I need you to understand, that's not far on a bike. I know you keep saying it like it's far. It's not even far.
Fuck you, it's far.
3 miles on a bike. That's nothing. I'll ride 40 today alone.
On the Peloton.
On the Ton, yeah. That's it. Not the last episode. It's the end of this one. Might be. You guys let us know. This was the worst one we've ever done. It for sure wasn't, though, because we did episode 1.
We did like 1 through 35.
3.5 hours long. No idea what we're saying. Highly offensive.
Probably.
But we'll be back next week, same time, same place, minus Gerald, apparently, because he can't be bothered to go somewhere with internet that clearly has internet. Good night.
Good night.